It's time now for our Finally Friday conversation. Judy Wohler is my guest this morning with People for Pinecrest, and Judy's on the phone with us here today. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here, Judy. We've been hearing a lot in the news about Pinecrest here, the nursing home that's owned by the County of Lincoln. And we've heard things from the county side of things and what they're doing. And I guess we're here to hear the other side of that story here today, Judy. You're with the People for Pinecrest. Can you tell us a little bit about the organization first?
Well, as we were talking about Pinecrest, there were more and more people that were saying they had not been contacted by their supervisors to ask them what they wanted. So we thought that would be really important for us to gather people to tell the supervisors what we wanted. And that's how we formed, is to try to educate the supervisors about what their voters wanted.
So based on the things that I've learned in the news, they were thinking about maybe letting the people of Lincoln County decide and getting some input from the people. They decided not to do that. And so here we sit today. So the resolution referendum, that didn't go by the county board, so that's not going to happen. So where are we today as far as the people voicing their opinions on what they'd like to see happen with Pinecrest?
Well, people are still confirmed in their conviction that they don't want Pinecrest to go public because of the danger of the price increases, the changes in the level of service. And we know from other county homes that these things are happening. So we want to protect people that live in Lincoln County to have lower prices at the nursing home, so that they're able to get in.
Okay, and so as long as it stays owned by the county, the taxpayers of Lincoln County are responsible for paying the bills there. Do I have that right?
Not exactly. The people who reside in Pinecrest, you need to submit whatever their Social Security is or whatever their financial means is. And then the difference is picked up by the Lincoln County, or some of it is through some type of state program. And I'm not familiar with how that funding works, but I do know that the way the system is set up, it's set up that nursing homes are not going to make make money like a for-profit because of having to serve people of low income. And, these were people that worked all their life. Like, you know, I worked since I was 16, paid taxes in. And so I'm thinking, well, this is like my 401k because there's tax money coming off and I'm going to be able to go to Pinecrest if anything happens to me.
Hmm.
So I have a vested interest in Pinecrest, along with all the people my age, you know. So it's important to us because it was like we were planning for our future by paying those taxes.
And I'm trying to wrap my head around this whole situation, and we want to be fair to everybody here, and we really appreciate you coming on and telling us this side of the story, Judy. So as far as the care is concerned, the care that's given to the people at Pinecrest, there are programs in place where those bills are getting paid one way or the other. But then what about the infrastructure? What about the buildings and everything that it takes to run the whole campus out there? I was just at the fair the other day, and I was looking at Pinecrest, knowing what's going on in the news. I'm thinking, this is a very substantial campus here. This is pretty big time. There's a lot going on here and a lot to keep up. And so I can see why the county would have concerns about keeping it on the tax rolls and keeping things going like that. So have people in the people for Pinecrest decided, well, who's going to pay for all of the upkeep and all these buildings? And should something happen to one of the buildings, do we need to pony up more to build a new building? Can you talk a little bit about that side of things, Judy?
Well, the proposal that was submitted by Nubs Ashbeck and co-sponsored by Greg Hartwick covered that, in that there was going to be a total of $85 for a $300,000 home or a $200,000 home for your tax assessment. So that's $85 would be added to your to everyone's tax bill if their home was worth $200,000 or more. And an interesting thing was, I listened to the A&L committee meeting, and the broker who was successful to get the bid to be the broker, he stated that this was a wonderful building. It was well-maintained. It had really good staff. It was located in a really good area because social services and the health department are right there in the campus. It has excellent parking. Plus, it just received a 5-star rating for service. So why would we want to sell a building that a broker is declaring all these good points about it? You know, it just doesn't make sense to me.
What about the longevity of it itself? I know people have some concerns about that. Say this would have passed and say that we were going to just get back to business as usual. The longevity then, looking forward, the viability of Pinecrest moving forward, has that been looked out, the long-range plans?
Well, this proposal, the resolution that Nubs was proposing, was for 10 years. I don't know if you're aware, but every county is going to get an additional $630,000. That's going to be, I forget what the name of the amount of money or why the money is coming. But everybody is going to get that. Every county is going to get that. So we could be using that. When I looked at the audit by the ad hoc committee, there were so many gaps that weren't covered. So I called Ken Wickham, who was the chair of that committee, and I said, what about this gap? What about that? He said, well, we were only told to look into what was all wrong with the building. So they weren't looking at what was good with the building. And when you list all the things, it's like, you own a home, yeah, I could use a new roof, or maybe I could use a window here or there, or maybe I should have my driveway redone. All these things are things that I need to have done, but it isn't anything I can't live without today. I'll do whatever I need to do for that emergency, or for whatever comes first. And so for us to look at the ad hoc committee's manual and to say, oh my God, we have all this stuff that needs to be repaired. We wouldn't repair that in our own homes. Why would we do that in an institution that is doing well and taking in money? And yeah, we took a hit with COVID. We really did take a hit with COVID. But the numbers are coming up. You know, we're getting now where we're doing a lot better. And we haven't even looked into other earning opportunities that could happen with Pinecrest. Extending different types of care, having like the memory unit, things like that. So all those haven't been explored. There's opportunity to make money. It's just that the little red hen is running around saying, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Oh, yeah, if you're only looking at the sky instead of looking at opportunity, that's all you're going to see. Hmm. You know, we need to look at what we really have here. We have a really well-maintained building. And if you walk in that building, you'll see the people are happy there. There are a lot of activities there. And it's what the county wants and what we've paid for all these years.
Seems like
in this building.
Like it's been an investment, and so when you make an investment in anything, you expect a payback, and the payback for this investment is knowing that our older folks are being well taken care of. Is that about right?
That's right. Well, and the interesting thing too, Jeff, when I think about this, okay, if I have a business where I need an employee, and I'm trying to solicit that employee to come to Lincoln County, what is that new employee going to need? They're probably going to need childcare because it's probably a young couple. So we need to look at how to improve our child care system. And they're going to need a place for their elderly parents that they don't have to drive 2 hours to go see, or that their spouses have to drive or figure out how to get to the facility to see them. We, by keeping Pinecrest and providing these services, our county will have a chance to grow. But if you aren't going to provide these amenities, there's no reason for young people to come in and come to Merrill. You know, this, why would you want to come to Merrill if you can't have good child care, affordable child care, and if you can't have your parents with you?
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, those are good things to think about. Now, Judy, like I said, I'm from Eagle River, and I remember very clearly when the Eagle River, the nursing home and the assisted care there just went away. The building's not even there anymore. I know what happened. I worried, and I was so worried about the people that lived there, but not to mention the staff that was all of a sudden out of a job that they thought they'd have basically forever. And all those people that were displaced that had to leave the community because that nursing home was not there anymore. I can only assume that if Pinecrest wasn't there anymore, not only the residents would be gone, but all the workers and all the support people that make the place go, what are they going to do? And so that'd be another situation that we'd have to face going down the road. So there's a lot on the line here, Judy, isn't there?
There is. And then all those workers that lose their job, they aren't spending any money. They aren't spending any money locally because they have to go to work someplace else. If I have to drive to Wausau to work, I'm going to shop in Wausau on my way before I go home. I'm going to pick up my groceries in Wausau before I head back to Merrill. You know, we're going to lose that way too.
So I guess the bottom line here is that I do not believe it seems like politics are getting involved here, and that's a sad thing because politics is rearing its ugly head everywhere these days. It's hard to avoid, but I'm sure there's some political implications here as well. And that has to play into this also. But we also have to remember that real people's lives, everyday lives, are going to be affected by whatever decision is made. So when are the two sides going to be able to get together to have a chat about this, if it hasn't already happened, to try to come to some kind of resolution that's going to make everybody happy? Do you see that happening, Judy, or is this just going to be situation that's going to get worse? What does your crystal ball tell you?
Well, I know that the people for Pinecrest are meeting again Monday night, and we're going to decide where we're going to go from there. The interesting thing I want to tell you about, Jeff, okay, Chairman Friske keeps making the statement that we are not state-mandated to provide a nursing home, a county-financed nursing home. However, Chairman and every supervisor cashes a check, a monthly check, for the meetings they attend, and that is not state mandated either. But it doesn't hurt them to cash that check. And I'm insulted by that.
And I'm sure other people feel the same way, Judy. And so I think, you know what, the thing about the politics thing here is that I refuse to believe that the people that are calling the shots in the county are evil people. They don't want to see terrible things happen to our retired and our elderly folks. I doubt that there is evil in their hearts. At least my fingers are crossed that there's not. And so that tells me that there's got to be room for compromise here, maybe a little bit on both sides. But the bottom line is that this is a very serious thing for everybody here in Lincoln County because we're all getting older.
That's right. You can't get past that. You're going to age.
And lots of people would like to age right here in Lincoln County. They're happy here. This is where they've made their lives. This is where their family is, their extended family, and they just want to live out the rest of their days here one way or the other.
That's true, Jeff. You hit the nail on the head.
So once you guys get together on Monday, any idea, Judy, where you think the people for Pinecrest, what direction is going to happen? Is there anything that your gut is telling you this morning as far as the organization is concerned?
No, I've kind of run out of ideas, so I have to regroup and think things through. And yes, I believe that there are people on the county board that they are not evil about doing this. I think what it is they just want it over with because it is a problem, it's a difficult problem, and they just want to be done with it. But we have to remember, if we're just done with it, who's going to pay the price for that?
Yeah. What you do for the least of these, you do for me.
That's right.
Judy Wohler, I'm going to give you some last words here for the people for Pinecrest. And before we part ways this morning, unless there's anything else you'd like to add, Judy, I'm going to give you the time to do that right now.
Well, I really appreciate you allowing me to come forward. I really appreciate the number of people that came forward to the county board meeting. That room was packed, and it gave people an opportunity to see a county board in action for themselves. So, you know, when I'm talking to them, they don't need to think, oh, yeah, she's just blowing wind. You know, they can come and see for themselves how this all works. And so I think that was a real educational thing for a lot of people, and I really thank them all for coming and taking the time for that support for Pinecrest.
And if anybody else wants to get involved with People for Pinecrest, Judy, do you have more room, people? Do you want people to come forward and voice their opinions and their thoughts? Maybe they have a good idea. Maybe there's somebody who's retired who's been a problem solver their whole life. Maybe they've been looking at this from the sidelines seeing, boy, if I knew where to speak up, I would certainly speak up because I've got 2 cents to offer here. Do you have more room in People for Pinecrest? And especially since you have a meeting coming up on Monday, now would be a great time to let people know that you might be looking for some more people and new ideas.
I think that would be really good. And I'm wondering, would it be possible for me to give you that information after the Monday meeting so that we have one place where people are contacting so they're not contacting all over?
You know what? I know I can speak for Zach saying that if you give us an email and put it to attention, Zach Garner, our newsman, he will make sure the information gets out the way it's supposed to get out, and that's probably the best way to do it. I would either go through Greg or Zach.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Judy, I appreciate your time. And again, people that get involved instead of just sitting by the sidelines, you deserve a special pat on the back. And Judy, I just hope everything works out for everybody in the county, the taxpayers, the retired folks, the people that thought Pinecrest would always be here. I hope that a resolution we can come together, everybody get along, and make sure that the right thing is being done here. Because we're not just talking about dollars and cents. We're talking about real human beings and their lives.
Yes, that's true.
Hmm. Judy Wohler, thank you very much. You've been contributing to this community for an awful long time, and I hope you're really, really enjoying your retirement, and thanks for spending some time with us this morning. And